Paul told me it was time to get rid of my stick. I agreed, but actually thought it would be impossible. He held my hand and told me to hold on to the hand of Jesus, not him. I held on tightly. Then he prayed for an infilling of the Holy Spirit and I was flat out on the platform. After a while, two women asked if I wanted to get up. And to my surprise, one, two, three, and I was on my feet. No pain. Praise God. Out of habit, I used my stick to go down the steps, but then I picked it up and carried it back to my seat. But I didn't want to sit down. I wanted to walk. So I walked, pain-free, round the stalls and then around the hall.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I went onto the platform to let Paul see that I could now walk without the stick, and I almost danced with him.
Hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
I've suffered aches and pains in my joints due to damage at work, lifting heavy youngsters. Often, after prayer this morning, I crumpled and fell to the floor as the power of God touched me. I haven't had any pain since, and I climbed the steps to the top of the cliff and back down again, still pain-free. Praise God. Today I was healed from pain in my neck and arm stemming from arthritis. Praise God. I had a valve on my heart which was leaking. It caused me difficulty in walking uphill. Before prayer, I had struggled going uphill that leads to the bridge and into the town. After prayer, I managed the longer route to the top, which is next to the lift. I was no more out of breath than all those who were with me. Praise God. I hope your faith is lifting in this room. These are all just from a one weekend. No, some of the back are from here. But all the ones I'm reading are from one weekend. The conference is amazing. I went for prayer yesterday, Saturday, and my back pain has gone. And I felt very peaceful after being prayed for. God has filled me with the joy of the Lord. God is great.
Amen.
Are you bored yet, or do you want more? Saturday morning, I was prayed for. Total healing was what I needed. I had a crooked back, asthma, and had been bipolar since the age of 14, amongst other illnesses. In faith, I accept that I've been healed. And this morning, I woke up with no pain in the back, walking faster than normal, no inhaler needed, and no voices in my head, just laughter and peace. So out with the walking stick. God is so good. God removed steel titanium plates from my left arm. That's just one of the messes with your head ones that we had. And has removed the pain from the left knee due to having constant weight upon it from imbalance. God has touched my hips and healed them. I had trouble in walking and weakness all over my body and legs and feet. I had trouble in walking and weakness all over my body. And my legs and feet are stronger and able to walk unaided. Had a full night's sleep, full of strength. My bones and body are acting and being normal. The heaviness has gone. I've never been able to sleep properly, and my feet have straightened out, and my ankles are stronger, and I can walk without pain and no breathlessness. Suffering from swollen disc in my lower back for the past 6 to 8 weeks. The doctor had said that no treatment is available. I came forward for prayer Saturday morning and the pain is gone.
Jesus.
Praise our awesome God.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow.
I went for healing on Saturday morning, and now I can dance again. Before, my legs felt like lead, but now I can jump and dance. Glory to Jesus. My hands, arms, back were all in pain. Now Jesus has healed me. He's promised today your suffering is finished. Today I am free from pain. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
James prayed for our son Leo last night. The skin on his feet has improved, and we value small beginnings and expect new ankle bones and muscles to renew. Amen. You probably know Leo, don't you? Father, we just pray for the completion of that miracle in Leo right now. Father, we've been praying for that young man since he was about 8 years old, maybe nine. And Father, he used to be in a wheelchair. Father, we thank you that he can walk these days, but Father, we want him to be completely restored. And we release that miracle right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's the card from Gene Rhodes there. This was written at the weekend, of course. Since then, Nikki Scott has been in touch with her. At home, she has a different wheelchair, and her legs now overhang that wheelchair where they didn't before. Because her legs were amputated, and well, she's measuring them regularly, I hear, and she's taking shoes with her wherever she goes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amazing, eh?
One of the reasons, or amongst the reasons, that last week worked was that an amazing thing happened amongst a bunch of people. And there was this great team that came together. And amidst, you know, like, the glory of God, such as what happened on Saturday night after that song Amazing Grace, and the glory just fell. Oh, the incredible presence of God that was there all the time. God, I think, did something amongst us that we must never let go.
Amen.
Because this church came together as this amazing team, and we worked as the body of Christ. And God showed us that when we are team, when we are one body, it is amazing what He can do. All those miracles that are represented in those cards didn't just happen last weekend because it was at the spa or because James Maloney was there. In fact, when you read through them, a lot of the miracles happen not just in his sessions. They happened because the body stood together in unity. And not just Team Kingdom Faith either. We had lots of other people come and help us with the Healing on the Beach team and Christchurch Bridlington and that team down there. And we just became one team. And the leaders leading the prayer on the Saturday afternoon. Powerful. But all in the midst of all that was happening up front, there was just this team working together. Everything just seemed to be happening. People took responsibility. I mean, we literally, didn't we, bought into it. We had to buy our tickets. But because we sowed financially, we sowed with our time by just being there over a weekend. We sowed emotionally. We cared about what was happening. That's one of the things that really struck me. You know, whether it was the the resource center and the passion to have it set up so beautifully, and the way the staff serve people there. Or the passion on the host team. I mean, I cannot count the number of people that said to me, I've just been made to feel so welcome. And that actually is a remarkable accomplishment at a big conference, to make people feel welcome and at home. And that was one of the things, I mean, there were so many things, but that was one of the things that just made me so excited, because as I see the future of what God is doing amongst us and as the church grows, I never want us to lose the fact that it says under that logo, welcome home. You know? But it's a body thing. It's not, it's us all owning that. And that's whether you're 8 years old or 13 or 30 or 93. It's just owning it. Saying, yeah, I'm part of Team Kingdom Faith. And we certainly showed that this weekend. I'm not, you know, there were individuals that not only went the extra mile, but went the extra 10 miles. But the main thing that came out was the team. And people daring to step out. And I was so blessed as well, because you all came with me. You know, when I announced in foolishness, hey, we're going to hire the grand hall at the spa, there were some faces that looked a little surprised. When we said that the worship team are going to do all the worship, we don't need anyone else. I know we had Pete and Joe sort of muscled in there to help out. But basically, our worship team carried the worship. But like everybody else, they were just taking a step out onto the water and say, okay, you know, Kate Close organizing probably one of the major resource centers in any of the conferences in the country because of the sheer size of it. And yet there it was, all working smoothly and people having a choice. All of the visiting leaders, Paul Manwaring and James Maloney and Clive and Jane and others like Jared Cooper, just commented on the excellence and the welcome. Paul Manwaring said the worship was up there with the best in the world. This is a guy that knows what it's like to regularly worship with Jesus culture, but he said what I've experienced here has just been amazing. That's God. Not just giving us all a pat on the back, I'm enabling us, I hope, to realize, wow, look what God can do when people believe. And maybe you were racked with doubt. You know, I don't know how this is going to work. How are we ever, you know, going to be able to do an event this big? Will anybody come? I had them too. We estimate, it's hard to estimate because of the turnover of people in different meetings and the way the conference center does the tickets, but in terms of different people over the weekend, there were between 600 and 700 people there. That's amazing. For a first ever event like that, not done it before, that's amazing that God brought all those people. And I'm just so thankful to him for everything that he's done. But so thankful that what God has done amongst us. We have broken through together into a place where Kingdom Faith hasn't gone before. Not just Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. We broke completely new ground. Yeah, you're getting that. You know how important and how precious worship is to the Urquharts, the leaders of Kingdom of Faith National. So when Clive says the worship over that weekend was amazing, you took new ground, that really means something. And he wants to come back next year. Who wouldn't? But the thing is, now we're going to be living in what God has done. The miracles don't go away for another year. They've just begun. It's not like God said, oh, well, we've done that now, I think I'll move to Skegness. He's been building something here and he's gathered the people together. What an amazing coincidence that our building just is coming together at this time. One of the things I've always known with the building, and I don't think I've ever said it that much, was it wasn't so much that we didn't have a building, but we didn't have the team that was willing to do what would be required of us when God came in that new place. And I think what he did in us this weekend, it was kind of the team's ready. There's an ownership of us together, because we all saw that it wasn't, you know, one superhero or a leadership team. It was a whole body thing. And as we go into the summit, it'll be a whole body thing. The children's work will go up again. And the children's team will need to grow. The children's team needs people, that's what they do. You know, not just a rota. We're moving beyond the tiny little church. We're moving into a place where there's a team that makes things happen. And the other thing that will make J24/7 work in the new building is the children. Because you are part of that team too. You are part of what will make that work grow. Because there's only one team. The nice thing about this team is it's not like the school football team. It's not like, oh, we'll have you and there's someone left. All are chosen. All are valuable. All are essential. All have been hand-picked by God to be part of it. Maybe if you're a visitor with us this morning, you're here because you're handpicked to be part of the team too. I wasn't really going to say all of this. I think this is just a God moment. You know, even though we give all the glory to God, he's amazingly gracious, because I believe he's saying thank you too. Thank you for making it work. Amen.